Sri Ishopanishad, Mantra 18. Agne Naya Supata Raya Asman, Vishvani Deva Vayunani Vidvan, Yuyo Yasmaj Juhuranam Eno, Bhuyishtang Te Nama Yuktam Vidhema. O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O Omnipotent One, now I offer you all obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins, so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. By surrendering to the Lord and praying for His causeless mercy, the devotee can progress on the path of complete self-realization. The Lord is addressed as fire because He can burn anything into ashes, including the sins of the surrendered soul. As described in previous mantras, the real or ultimate aspect of the Absolute is His feature as the personality of Godhead, and His impersonal Brahma Jyoti feature is a dazzling covering of His face. Fruitive activities, or the Karmakanda path of self-realization, is the lowest stage in this endeavor. And as soon as such activities even slightly deviate from the regulative principles of the Vedas, they are transformed into vikarma, or acts against the interest of the actor. Such vikarma is enacted by the illusioned living entity simply for sense gratification, and thus such activities become hindrances on the path of self-realization. Self-realization is possible in the human form of life, but not in other forms. There are 8,400,000 species or forms of life, of which the human form, qualified by Brahminical culture, presents the only chance to obtain knowledge of transcendence. Brahminical culture includes truthfulness, sense control, forbearance, simplicity, full knowledge, and full faith in God. It is not that one simply becomes proud of one's high parentage. Just as being born the son of a big man affords one a chance to become a big man, so being born the son of a Brahmana gives one a chance to become a Brahmana. But such a birthright is not everything, for one still has to attain the Brahminical qualifications for oneself. And as soon as one becomes proud of one's birth as the son of a Brahman, and neglects to acquire the qualifications of a real Brahman, then one at once becomes degraded and falls from the path of self-realization. Thus, one's mission of life as a human being is defeated. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are assured by the Lord that the yoga brashtas, or souls falling from the path of self-realization, are given a chance to rectify themselves by taking birth either in the families of good brahmanas or in the families of rich merchants. Such births afford higher chances for self-realization. But if these chances are misused due to illusion, then one loses the good opportunity of human life afforded by the Almighty Lord. The regulative principles are such that one who follows them is promoted from the platform of fruitive activities to the platform of transcendental knowledge. After many, many lives of cultivating transcendental knowledge, one becomes perfect when one surrenders unto the Lord. This is the general procedure. But one who surrenders at the very beginning, as recommended in this mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, at once surpasses all preliminary stages simply by adopting the devotional attitude. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord at once takes charge of such a surrendered soul and frees one from all the reactions to his or her sinful acts. There are many sinful reactions involved in karmakanda activities, whereas in jnanakanda, the path of philosophical development, the number of such sinful activities is smaller. But in devotional service to the Lord, or the path of bhakti, there is practically no chance of incurring sinful reactions. One who is a devotee of the Lord attains all the good qualifications of the Lord Himself, what to speak of those of a brahmana. A devotee automatically attains the qualifications of an expert brahman authorized to perform sacrifices, even though the devotee may not have taken birth in a brahmana family. Such is the omnipotency of the Lord. One can make a man born in a brahmin family as degraded as a low-born dog-eater, and the Lord can also make a low-born dog-eater superior to a qualified brahmin simply on the strength of devotional service. Since the omnipotent Lord is situated within the heart of everyone, He can give directions to His sincere devotees by which they can attain the right path. Such directions are especially offered to the devotee, even if the devotee desires something else. As far as others are concerned, God gives sanction to the doer only at the risk of the doer. But in the case of a devotee, the Lord directs one in such a way that he or she never acts wrongly. Srimad Bhagavatam thus says, Supada mulang bhajatak priyasya chaktanya bhavasya hari paresha vikarma yachtopatating katanchid tunokti sarvang kriti sannivishta. The Lord is so kind to the devotee who is fully surrendered to His lotus feet, that even though the devotee sometimes falls into the entanglement of the karma acts against the Vedic directions, the Lord at once rectifies such mistakes from within one's heart. This is because the devotees are very dear to the Lord. In this mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, the devotee prays to the Lord to rectify one from within the heart. To err is human. A conditioned soul is very often apt to commit mistakes, and the only remedial measure to take against such unintentional sins is to give oneself up to the lotus feet of the Lord, so that the Lord may guide one to avoid such pitfalls. the Lord takes charge of fully surrendered souls. And thus all problems are solved simply by surrendering oneself unto the Lord in acting in terms of His directions. Such directions are given to the sincere devotee in two ways. One is by the way of the saints, scriptures, and spiritual master, and the other is by way of the Lord Himself, who resides within the heart of everyone. Thus the devotee, fully enlightened with Vedic knowledge, is protected in all respects. Vedic knowledge is transcendental and cannot be understood by mundane educational procedures. One can understand the Vedic mantras only by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master. Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata gurau. If one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, it is to be understood that he or she has obtained the grace of the Lord. The Lord appears as the spiritual master for the devotee. Thus the spiritual master, the Vedic injunctions, and the Lord Himself from within all guide the devotee in full strength. In this way, there is no chance for a devotee to fall again into the mire of material illusion. The devotee, thus protected all around, is sure to reach the ultimate destination of perfection. The entire process is hinted at in this mantra of Sri Ishupanishad, and the Srimad Bhagavatam explains it further. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is itself an act of piety. The Lord wants everyone to hear and chant His glories, because the Lord is the well-wisher of all living entities. By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, one becomes cleansed of all undesirable things, and then one's devotion becomes fixed upon the Lord. At this stage, the devotee acquires the brahminical qualifications, and the effects of the lower modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance, completely vanish. The devotee becomes fully enlightened by virtue of one's devotional service, and thus one comes to know the path of the Lord and the way to attain Him. As all doubts diminish, he or she becomes a pure devotee. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Ishopanishad, the knowledge that brings one nearer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.